Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to another Jalo special. I am Daniel Schein. That is Todd Loya. The Pug's Dread.
Hello.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, Kruger, explain how our Jalo specials work.
So what we do for our Jalo special is rate and review a Jalo, then we add the film to a list compiled from our previous episodes and eliminate one film we deem unworthy, leaving us with our top three Jalo. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our Jalo statistics and tell us who's on the list and who has already been eliminated?
Okay, so up for elimination, we have Bay of Blood, Delirium, Photos of Gloria, Opera, and tonight's film up for elimination, The House with Laughing Windows. Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So, House with Laughing Windows is a 1976 giallo from director Pupi Avati. And this one, a remote Italian village harbors unspeakable secrets as young Stefano discovers when he arrives to restore a decaying painted fresco on the local church's walls depicting the slaughter of Saint Sebastian. Townspeople whisper that the original artist painted directly from real life with models of tortured and murdered all in the name of art. Suddenly, a new terrifying chain of murders begins, and Stefano finds himself caught in a chilling web of madness and unspeakable horror from which he may never escape. All right, so in House with Laughing Windows, definitely one of the more sadly obscure ones that we'll probably be covering.
And, actually considered like top giallo. If you look at giallo lists, this actually is on in at least the top five in almost everywhere.
It is, seen. But people haven't like seen it the way they've seen like some of the Argento, Fulci, or even Martino stuff. And part of that is because, you know, it's not yet made the jump to Blu-ray and
streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not been very widely available, but I will say this. I think this is the greatest giallo to have not made the jump to Blu-ray, for sure, in my personal opinion. This film brings the creep factor from the very beginning. That opening narration, my colors, my sweet colors. I knew the first time I saw it, I was like, ooh, okay, this is going to be good. And this one still remains one of my favorites. It's one of the scarier giallos. It's very suspenseful and creepy. And I think, again, it also doesn't have like any like heavyweight names in it either. I mean, you know, you don't have Fennec, you don't have, you know, unfortunately, Avati. It did a lot of fantastic work, but just isn't as widely known, you know, today, unfortunately. This also has, wow, what some really like amazing reveals. I'm sure we'll talk about later. This is a love fest for me, I think, from beginning to end. In a weird way, I mean, it is a giallo, but it even at times reminded me of Wicker Man in a way. I mean, it's not, you know, but just the whole odd townsfolk and, you know, him trying to kind of figure out what the hell's going on. I absolutely adore this movie. I don't know. Never talked to you guys about it. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm the lone wolf on this one. Kruger, what did you think of The House with Laughing Windows?
Like you already said, the beginning kind of really drew me in because it was, you know, this brutal stabbing and, like you said, this creepy voice and stuff. It was definitely compelling. The characters were pretty good. I liked our paint restorer Stefano, and I also liked how suspicious all the side characters were to keep you guessing who the killer could be. The kills were pretty good. There's not too many of them, though. It's not like a huge body count, but there is some gore in there that's pretty damn good. And I liked this certain practical effect a lot, and I'll talk about it in spoilers. It was really damn cool. I think the first and the final act were really strong, but somewhere in the middle, I was kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like it was losing me for a bit. I felt like it was a little slow, and I kind of like, I was like, man, I hope something happens soon at a couple of points. But because the ending is so fucking strong and crazy, batshit insane, it definitely makes up for a lot of where it lacked for me towards the middle of it. Because, man, the ending is goddamn great. It's very unexpected. There's a certain element that gets added into the giallo, which is really cool. And we'll talk about in spoilers. And just at the end, like, it was definitely like up there with like Bay of Blood, you know, with one of the best endings I've seen in a giallo so far. And also one of the most like original twists. So I'm a little conflicted because I want to give it a higher rating than I'm going to give it. But I also, like, I was kind of lost a little bit towards the middle. So my rating is going to be a little bit all over the place. But I do want to watch this one again now that I know, you know, the ending. So, Pugs, what'd you think of it?
Well, unlike you two, I was not drawn in immediately. I was actually, like, even with the opening stabbing and whatnot, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I was just dragging for me. But there's a certain point where I'm like, this movie just blew my fucking mind. And it won me over, like, I really need to go see this again. That ending is so fucking strong. It is so brilliant. And I want to high five whoever fucking came up with this. That's like, I didn't see that coming. And I was super impressed. So, yeah, the journey was so-so. But the destination, fucking A. You take my money.
Yeah, I'm with you. My problem is I don't think the ride is worth it to get to the finale. I know this one is like super loved, but I've just never been a huge fan of it. It's solid. It has an amazing ending, but it drags in the middle, and I'm with Pugs. The opening is cool, but I wasn't sold on it. And I don't know. I think the ending is what's kept this thing alive.
This was also a first time watch for me.
I don't know.
So, like, the dragging felt super long, but unlike you, Todd, I do think it's worth taking a trip. So,
yeah, I'm surprised, but
all right.
Yeah.
Not sleazy.
There are sleazier ones, I'll give you that, but there's some really creepy ass performances, though.
You know, this all, I don't know, maybe if it wasn't a giallo, but it's so considered, it, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it has all the trademarks for me. Maybe that's my issue with it. If it was just a piece of Italian cinema, I'd probably enjoy it, but you throw that label on it, and I'm like,
am I gonna get flack for wanting a remake of this, but they just keep the ending and take a different first and second act? Because there's room for improvement. That ending is fucking badass.
But I don't think it's bad. I just that's not what cool. I want out of the
genre. Like I said, it's an interesting mix of films. But this one, man, I'm waiting for that Blu-ray. So we rate on a.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was gonna say 1 to 5, or 0 to 5.
5.
Dan, this just one is get it out of the way first.
I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Okay. I am actually. I was gonna go really low because I was bored. I can't lie, but it went me back very, very fucking strong. I'm a 4.5 just for that ending alone.
Yep. And I'm a 4 out of 5. If it didn't drag so much in the middle for me, I could have went higher, but just it really lost me in the middle. So 4 out of 5, the ending is fucking well worth it though.
I'm the lowest one on this. I'm a 3, and it would have been lower without that ending. Kind of averaged it out.
Dude, I was ready to give it to you.
The rest of the movie
is not, so. Like, this is lame, but fuck.
I do want to point out, and I think you guys will all agree, Pietro Brambilla as Lydio, what a good creep. That guy's another somebody that should be a little more well-known. Yeah. But everybody, I thought, did a fantastic job in this movie. So, all right.
It is
yeah.
time.
All right.
Well, we have to vote him out for sure.
I guess Bugs. All right, I'm Danning it up tonight. Okay, so up for elimination, we have Bay of Blood, Delirium, Opera, and The House with the Laughing Windows. What say you, Dan?
As entertaining as Delirium is, it's not in the same league as some of the others for me. So Delirium goes for me.
All right. Pugs, what goes
even though
you?
This movie came back strong, like super fucking strong, I'm good with the list as is, so I would eliminate La Casa.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to eliminate The House with Laughing Windows for sure. Just our list right now is too strong, and I don't see Bay of Blood, Opera, or Delirium going anywhere for this one.
Well, I'm going to shake everyone and agree with Dan. No, I'm not. I'm going to agree with Pugs. Pugs and Kruger. Sorry, House.
And that takes nothing away from the movie because they've got some fucking titans up in there. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not going to get any easier. So
that's what
I got to get harder.
That's what she said.
Much harder. I'm looking at what's coming. All right. Okay, now Pugs.
All right, so like, share, subscribe on YouTube and hit the notification button. Check us out on Patreon. Donations are just $1, and you get a bunch of content for that, including early content, exclusive content, and most importantly, uncensored. So please check that out. And you're still here with us. We're about to spoil some shit. And this one is definitely worth saving. So if you haven't seen it, fuck off and come back after you're done. And if you don't care about spoilers, I really recommend you do on this one, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's on you. So holy shit, the fucking ending, right?
Free Scott titties.
Dude. Yeah, that was such a what the fuck.
The way they're dressed too, in those white gowns, and just all like they're butchering and all covered in red. Fucking blew my mind.
Not that any of you hated it, but I'm actually really shocked that this one didn't make it. But because it's a creepy ass movie. I think it's a masterpiece.
I'm going on what I said. Like, if I didn't go into it thinking I'm watching, you know, pure
Jalo, I would be the same, because like the first act is okay, the second act is whack, the third act is fucking mind blowing. So
yeah,
had it been a little stronger for me, I don't know what they could have done to keep my interest, but they won me over with the fucking ending because I did not see that coming, like at all.
I don't think that, you had mentioned like a remake. I would welcome a remake just because I think it would ensure that this would actually get a proper re-release. I don't think they could do as good, but
I think they do better. Suspiria 2018, that shit. Come on.
Well, hey, you know, you're part of a growing group of people that love the Suspiria remake even more.
So. I'm going to fix it.
I do. I think it's a very well written giallo. I just think this one just has a lot going for it.
I haven't watched it. I was gonna say, I liked everybody too. Like the painter guy was cool. I was like, yeah, I want you to be okay, but yeah, I just didn't care at a certain point. If it's like a half hour they can cut down, I'd probably be like, this movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Instead of just, this ending is amazing.
Mm. Yeah. Well, 20 out of it, I think it would have tightened it up, and I think it would have been moved along quicker and would have helped it. But, and then of course, if they did that, then there was still a long version.
But Dan, I totally get why you love this movie, because like, I think on repeat watchings and now knowing the ending, I'm a 4.5 now, but I may go up to a 5 because I cannot stress how impressed I was.
One thing about this too, like come Halloween season, I don't necessarily rewatch a bunch of Giallos. Just me. I mean, it's not like necessarily something that is in my rotation for October. This one I would. I think this one has that vibe to it where it still kind of works. I mean, there's a lot of fantastic films, but I'm probably not going to pop in, you know, your Vice or anything like that at Halloween. But
fuck yeah,
I'm going to pop in Delirium.
Well, Delirium lives to fight another day. So yeah. I fought the good
fight. I know now that it's dead's at every number. But all right, I guess that's all we have.
Did you really even spoil anything? Oh, okay.
I will. I did want to.
Do you want to say what the ending was? So we have it in spoilers. All right. So that was.
So I want to do a shout out for a friend of the show, Hayden Cornelius, who Pugs, you know him too. Check out the Cornelius Collective. It's a little bit of every. It's a wild, funny show. So check it out.
He's a funny guy. I like him.
Yeah, I like Hayden a lot. Hayden's really cool. Yeah, on that note, I will go have a good cry that one of my favorites is gone, but it's only going to get worse. So
yeah, now Dan's going
to, I'm targeting you.
You know what? There's three of us. Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know.
Sometimes it's a chess game. We'll see how it goes.
there's some of these shows where I have a good idea, but Giallos.
There's another one.
I'm not 100% sure with you. So that'll make, as we go along to the finals, pretty interesting.
Yeah. Still pretty early on, too. Jesus. Yeah. Oh God!
If you watch House with Laughing Windows, let me know what you think. As always,
yeah, chime in. That'd be cool.
Yes, please chime in.
Wait, with that being said, like, share, subscribe, hit the fucking notification button. Check us out on Patreon. Starts at $1. Shitload of content on there. Uncensored, early, exclusive. Only costs $1 to find out for sure. So please and thank you. With that being said, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here.
Good night.
Stay sick.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
Till tomorrow.